helping families in crisis, taking food packages to them, and then we have a child sponsorship program. So I was thinking about what I should share today. And when I came here, I knew that I was on the right subject, because what I wanted to preach on is wow. What a wow God we have. And when I walked in this building and saw the transformation, I just said, wow. And I knew I was sharing the right thing. In Genesis 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Easy to say, but this is what science tells us. Today, we're fairly confident that the Milky Way is probably between 100,000 and 150,000 light years across. The observable universe is, of course, much larger. According to current thinking, it is 93 billion light years in diameter. Beyond how we can even comprehend it. What a wow God we have. And Jesus had this wow factor also. In Matthew 4:23, it says, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness amongst the people. The news about him spread all over Syria, and the people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, and those living with those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the regions across the Jordan followed him. I want you to help me write my sermon. Name some of the miracles Jesus did. Come on. Healed a blind. The lepers. Raised the dead. Yes, Lazarus. Water into wine. Stilled the storm. Just amazing. We could just go on. We just named a few. He had a wow factor. People just came. They would walk for miles, walk for probably days, just to see Jesus performing miracles. He had a wow factor. The early church also had the wow factor. In Acts 2, Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem for power to come. And here they were in the upper room, waiting, not knowing what was coming. And then the Holy Ghost was poured out. They began to speak in other tongues. And the whole city got aware of it and came. And Peter stood up and preached. And 3,000 souls were saved. They had a wow factor. Then in Acts 3, we know this, but most of us know the scripture, how they were walking into the temple. And there was a beggar there. And Peter looks at him and says, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I'll give you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And I love what it says in Acts 3, verse 10. They recognized that this was the same man who had been sitting in the temple gates called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Our lives should be filled with amazement. I've had so many wows in my life. God wows me nearly every week in what he does. Let me just, some of you know some of the wows, but let me just, for the new people. We were working in the slum Kibera. You just saw it on the screen, where people are in abject poverty. And we built a children's center there. And what happened is I was building, and this is the first major building I'd done, and I got up to the, like, where the roof starts. The walls were up, but no roof. And I ran out of money. I thought I had enough, and I was praying and believing God, ran out of money. And that day that I had the builders stop, I said to Margaret, what a pity we have to stop the building. She says, yes, I know, but God always does a miracle for us. 2 hours after that, I had a phone call. Now, I'm in Kenya, in East Africa.
This telephone call was from South Africa, 4,000 kilometers away, four countries between us. Phone call came and they said, Robin, we know you're working with needy children. Do you need any help? This was the New Zealand High Commission, the New Zealand Embassy. The government calling me up saying, we know you're working with needy kids. Do you need any money? So I told them about what I was doing, and they said, yes, that will fit our criteria. They said, how much will it cost? And I said, well, I'm not quite sure. Can you give me till tomorrow morning? And they said, yes, but please make sure you get back to us. We have to give this money away this week, else we're in trouble. So I worked out what it would cost. I added some extra things and some more things and some more things and sent it off. And within a 1 week, we had everything. That is the wow God we serve. And then we were working with these street kids, and kids were in the slums, and we were seeing kids transformed. And what happened? Some of them started to go back. Two of them went back to their gangs and were killed within 2 weeks of each other. And we said, we've got to have a better way. We've got to get them out of the city. And it was just a dream. I had no money to do anything outside of the city. I met a stranger, a man I'd never even heard of his name before. And he said, Robin, what is on your heart? And I told him about my desire to have a street kids farm. I walked away from that meeting with $500,000 to start our program. That is the wow God we serve. You know, I've seen so many healings take place. I've seen so many lives changed. I've seen financial miracles. We have been building on our farm for, this is the second farm. The first farm we sold and moved to a new location. And I have been building there for 8 years with nobody underwriting our building program. And yet every time we finish one building, there is room. Somebody wants to donate another. Sometimes we write proposals, but sometimes just strangers come up and say, can we help you? We serve a wow God. Margaret came to me a few years ago and said, look, you know, I'm training Sunday school teachers, but I want to enhance this. I want it to work better. And there's an organization in South Africa that has got a great program, I believe, of training Sunday school teachers. I want to go and learn. And now, of course, I was being stretched with the farm costs and being run. But I said, I don't have the money. She wanted $1,500. I said, let's believe God. And God came through and the $1,500 came. She went to South Africa. It enhanced her ability to train building. She learned about building up a team. So she came back and then she started doing a training with two or three other people. Once every two or three months. You know, it has got more, got to every 2 months, got to every month. Now, at times, I've got four trainings going on in different locations in East Africa at the same time. We have nobody underwriting this. And sometimes I'm looking for hair to pull out because the pressure. But you know what? We've never had to cancel one of those trainings. God comes through. He is a miracle God. And if you need God to come through for you, He is a miracle God. He loves to wow us. I want to have a picture on the screen of a young man. No, not that one. No. That's the one I want. Yes. This young man, he came to our contact center at our farm. And he qualified to go to our farm, getting the points that he needed over 3 or 4 months. And then the social worker said to him, now look, we're leaving for the farm tomorrow. If you're not there, we will not take you. He says, not there. He says, I live here. This is just an open field on a corner of the slum. And they said, you live here? He says, yes. If I'm not up, he said, just come and get me. And so they said, show us where you stay. And he walked over, and this is where he was living. Sleeping amongst a pile of stones, lying on stones. No wonder he had to be stoned to sleep at night. So this young man, he was from a totally dysfunctional family. He had lived on the streets. And when he came to the farm, he learned about forgiveness. And learning about forgiveness, he accepted the Lord, and then he started to reach out to his mother. And if we go to the next slide, you'll see him being baptized, and there he is with his mother. God has rebuilt that relationship. Awesome. Then we just go on to the next slide. This young man was one of our first street boys we worked with. He was working in the slums when the guys got killed. We didn't have the farm. And we found out that he and some of the other guys were good in art. So he learned how to be an artist, and through people we hired. And then we had a New Zealand volunteer come for a year. And now, you know, this guy, when we met him, he was living in a cave in the forest. He had been in prison. Now he is doing paintings like this. That painting he sold for $600. And he has now got his own car. He's married. And you know what? You guys helped him transform his life through your generosity. You guys are awesome. We have a wow God. God wows us through transformed lives. But, you know, why do we have wows in our lives? Why does God want to wow us? So that we know he's alive, and so that we can share it with others. Do you know, I'm a granddad. Now, my grandkids are all over the world, but I have three kids live next door to me in Kenya that I've adopted as grandkids. And, you know, as a granddad, I want to impart wows to those kids' lives. And you know how you can do that? We've got to feed faith into our kids and our grandkids. You know, we've got great little devices like this that can go on the internet and see all sorts of things. Have you ever thought of finding some of the miracles and healings that have taken place? And we can go back to the 1950s where there was great healings taking place. Do some research first and sit your grandkids on your knee or your kids on your knee and show them. Yeah, they won't want to watch for 50 minutes like we might, but take some 5 minutes and feed their faith. Feed their wow factor. Get them wowed at the incredible God we have. And God wants to wow us. You know, our neighbor's kids, the mother, a lady in severe pain came to their mother. And she said, "Would you please pray for me?" My colleague, she said, "Malaki," the oldest boy, 9-year-old, she says, "Come and pray for this lady." The 9-year-old prayed for this woman, and she was instantly healed. That is putting wow into the next generation. That's how, you know, he can be my age. You know, I'm still young, but he could be my age. He'll still remember the wow factor. We've got to feed wow. We've got to have wow and pass it on to the next generation. I remember when I was pastoring in Kenya. Oh, can I just have my water there? Down on the ground. I remember when I was pastoring. Yeah, either one's all right. I was pastoring a church in Nairobi. We'd helped start it. And we'd help start this church. And then when I took over as pastor, we needed to buy a piece of land. So I preached vision and faith for 4 weeks. And I said, at the end of this, in 4 weeks' time, we're going to take up an offering. And I want every man, woman, and child to contribute in that offering. my daughter, of course, as a missionary kid, she didn't have much money, but she loved dogs. We had a couple of guard dogs in our compound, and they didn't know they were meant to be guard dogs because they thought they were Lyndall's pet. But anyhow, but she loved dogs. A man that we met said, "Look, I travel 2 or 3 days a month, and I don't want to put my dog in the kennel. Can Linda look after her?" So he was paying her for looking after this dog. And she'd collected some money. She'd been doing this for about 6 months. So when I was preaching this, and I said, every man, woman, and child should give something in this offering, Linda, after the service, said to me, "Dad, I want to give my money to buying this land for ICC. So I finished the series. We took up the offering. The amazing thing is we needed a large amount of money. We achieved it and were able to buy this land. But Lyndall, when she put the money in, 2 weeks later, the man came back. And the man said, "Lyndall, I am in trouble. The organization I'm working for has changed my routine. I now have to travel 3 weeks in the month instead of 3 days in the month. He says, will you look after my dog?" Now, Linda loved looking after the dog because she loved receiving some money. And she worked out later, she received 950% return on her investment. Now, we don't give to get, we get to give. Okay? But God likes to wow us, and he likes to wow kids, because he wants them to know he is alive, and he is alive today. Well, times are not always easy. In Acts 5:41, the disciples were beaten by the Sanhedrin. And it says they counted it worthy to suffer disgrace. And they continued day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, never stopped preaching and proclaiming the name. They counted it worthy to be beaten. I don't think I'd feel worthy if I was whipped. What was Jesus' greatest wow? Resurrection, yes. But you know what? He had to go through the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross before he got the resurrection. Wow is not, "Oh, there's a great preacher down the road. Oh, there's a great, fantastic music group. I'm going to go and get my wow." That's, yes, you can get a buzz from that. But, you know, we can have wows building our relationship with God right here, right where we are. We don't have to run all over Australia to get a wow. Why do we have wow experiences? Right? Why does God wow us that he's alive? So that we will share it with others. Do you know most Aussies, if you talk about you're a sinner, there's a disconnect. They don't even know what that means. If you can get deep enough into their lives, they will admit it. But on the periphery, if you talk about how Jesus died on the cross to redeem mankind, they don't comprehend it. But if you can tell them a wow, what happened yesterday or last week or last month in your life or in somebody else's life, all of a sudden you will have their attention. The purpose that God wows us is so that we can know that he's alive, but we can share it with the world. I remember just when I was in New Zealand, I was invited to this Rotary Club that were interested in sponsoring a greenhouse for our farm. And at this greenhouse, it's 24 meters by 48 meters in size. And they were interested in funding it. Now, Rotary Clubs are the businessmen. You can't go in there and preach Jesus, okay? But you know what? You can go in telling wow stories. And I went in there starting to tell them wow stories. And of course, you just drop in, you know, "God told me," God, you know, you can't preach, but you can give your testimony. You know what the outcome of this was? I went in looking for a greenhouse, and they were keen on that. But after my wow stories, you know what they said to me? What more can we do? So I ended up with converting our electrical electricity pump to solar, which costs a significant amount of money. They're also interested in putting a whole water catchment so that we can use rainwater from the river when it rains and from our buildings, something that is very worthwhile. So they added 70% to what I'd asked for. That is our wow God. See, and we do not need to be afraid to share about our wow God. You know, I could have gone in there saying, oh, I've got to be so careful. Oh, I don't want to share about Jesus because they might cut off my funds. When you share about a wow God, he will wow you. Do it with wisdom. But that's why we have wow experiences. Amen? We're to touch others. You know, life sucks sometimes. Huh? You know, if we get hit on the head, we're walking under a tree and the branch falls and hits us on the head, we get hurt just the same as an unsaved. Life sometimes is like that. Emotionally, physically, psychologically, work stress, death, separation, divorce, it hits us just the same as the world. But when those horrible things happen, we should be reaching out and climbing up and coming out with a wow story, just trusting God to take us through. God wants to wow us, and he wants those wow stories to reach Caboolture. Are you willing to receive? Are you willing to be used? Because God wants to use you. God wants to touch you. It's not about us. It's about him and sharing about him. Can the musicians come? And is there anyone here that needs to be touched physically? We're going to pray for you. And I'm forgetting the guy's name, our chef last night. Darren, we're going to pray for you as well. You know, God wants to wow us. You're suffering from a financial crisis? God wants to wow you. I have financial crises all the time. The reason being is because my vision is bigger than my budget. But you know what? Yeah, I laugh too, and so does God when I'm saying that. Because he is well able to wow you. So if you need a wow, we're going to pray for you. The altar is open. The music team is going to come. And if you need prayer, and you know what? If you've been prayed for 20 times and you haven't received that breakthrough, maybe this morning is the time with our wow God. Thanks.